Family Affairs. It is natural that you should like to stay in this part of the world and with your husband. Few marriage alliances are perfect, as everyone knows, but yours, without doubt, is much above the average. Of course you will stay with it. The little flare-up you mention will be forgotten in a few days. One relative, as you know, is generally given to ordering other relatives around, whereas each one should make his own decisions. Naturally, this is precisely what you will do. You are now in one of the pleasantest spots on earth. By all means, remain. You cannot go back east and pick up the thread of life there as you left it. Oak trees do not go back to acorns. Now, take it easy. Talk little. Go along day by day in your usual circumspect manner. The good Lord is looking after you. Soon everything will quiet down. I will help. People frequently change their mood in response to the urge of principle. This will happen with your good wife. Expect it. Look for her to act in a perfectly womanly way. She cannot do otherwise when the good Lord holds her in His ample palm. He will not let her think or act unreasonably. It is God which worketh in both of you, not only to will, but to do His good pleasure. Hold on hopefully and intelligently for a while. The situation will clear up. Religion does not separate people. Rather, it draws them closer together. Just continue to be nice, tactful, and loving. Little more will be necessary in order to reestablish peace and confidence. Now you must blot out those unpleasant pictures of the past. You know very well that your husband is a thoroughly good scout. He has done all that he can do to straighten things out, and straightened out they are. This means you are going to be a good scout yourself. Differences rise up in the best regulated families, it is said. They have to be put out of thought. Then they expire for lack of sustenance. Why stand aghast at a family fuss or two? You cannot demolish evil by dwelling on it. Undermine it and see it vanish by realizing that there is nothing to it. Respond to your husband's attentions in the way you used to. This will keep his devotion fresh and alive. But if you continue disgruntled or mopish, you will make it difficult for him to manifest the affection he feels. He wants to do right. Encourage him. You are master of the situation. Do not let a good man slip through your fingers. You know there is a shortage of manpower these days, and this can be an awfully chilly world for a woman out on her own. Peace, peace, wonderful peace pervades your household and your very being. This must be the case because the Lord God Omnipotent reigneth. His reign, His presence, exclude every disturbance from your daily existence. They even make Mama the agreeable person she should be. Have faith. Have just read your letter. It reveals what a lot of damage this darn nonsense talked and practiced by certain zealous religionists does in the world. If they would live as other human beings do in the matters you mention, they would be infinitely better off. This smartness is not promoting spirituality. Its results are more likely to be disastrous than otherwise. the observance of the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, and the conventions society has established will keep the people of this generation busy enough. What we may be doing a million years from now, nobody need try to figure out. There is nothing wrong about your impulses. They are perfectly normal and perfectly in line with a philosophy of life that will promote your growth. Nobody ever got very far choking himself or even half choking himself. There are two great laws of biology. The first, self-preservation. The second, race preservation. One is about as insistent as the other. Naturally, you and Charlie will have to make a proper and sensible adjustment for the sake of the business, if for nothing else. Because when people are in a muddle, business has a way of going to the dogs. And you must not let the fine enterprise you two have built up be jeopardized. Charlie understands this. He has seen many a man go on the rocks because he went careless. It does not pay. It must not go on, and it will not. Good sense and everything else is against it. So keep in mind that the Almighty is in the midst of your affairs, both home and business. He will establish right conditions and maintain them. You do not have to argue so much, either silently or vocally. You know how one puts in hours and whole nights going around in profitless circles of thought? The situation is not half serious. The world is pretty full of this kind of discord, as you know. But sensible people do not permit themselves to be carried away by it.